603 Commercial in downtown Emporia.
Hey, and I believe Kim told us earlier this week the chocolate-dipped strawberries will be available beginning Saturday at the Sweet Granada for Valentine's Day. It is 8:46.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to be joined here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by American Legion Post 5 Commander Clay Childs. Big activities taking place at the post this weekend.
Clay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty good. Yourselves?
Well, so far, so good. Thanks for joining us again as we continue highlighting and previewing the PACT Act information meeting, which is coming up Saturday. I have to ask you here, Clay, what's the at least the initial reaction to the fact that this meeting is coming up here this weekend and the kind of the thoughts of veterans that, you run into on a regular basis heading into the meeting?
Well, it's exciting. There's a little bit of excitement about getting veterans together. You know, it's unfortunate we're talking about the VA and health conditions, but I think there's some excitement about seeing veterans of different generations get together and get the entitlements that you get the benefits that they're entitled to. So I think there's a certain buzz that I hear about it, but I think what's really great is that the VA and the Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs is, you know, coming to Emporia to reach out to us to have the opportunity for the Emporia and the surrounding areas in your listening area to come out and get some really vital information and provide some services here locally.
Yeah, the Veterans PACT Act resource meeting is coming up Saturday, this Saturday at the American Legion. So kind of lay it out for us, Clay, exactly what's going to be happening starting when this Saturday?
Well, we know that veterans like to get together, and whenever we get together, we kind of like to eat. So we're going to have a chili lunch with some chili, Frito chili pie, some chili dogs, and then some cornhole games from 11 to 1. They're going to come in with the speakers about 1 o'clock. That'll last about an hour where they'll explain the new benefits of the PACT Act and those that are eligible. And they're actually bringing in nurses and people to help people get signed up for their VA health care. If they haven't been signed up before, they're bringing in those people for individual consultations from 2 to 4 o'clock. So it's a full-service stop, starting at 11 to 1 for social time and 1 to 4 for full-service VA enrollment and screening.
We'd mentioned the last time you were on with us, it really seems like the organizers have really thought this through. You have the social aspect of it, you have the information in the middle, and then right from there, really, while it's fresh in everybody's minds, you can go and get the screenings and really start your processes.
Yeah,
why is that so important?
Go ahead. Well, it's just important because a lot of people worked really hard. The American Legion and other veteran organizations and our elected representatives worked really hard to get these benefits passed to streamline the approval for veterans that had been affected by exposure to toxins from Vietnam to post 9/11. So I'll just mention that it's also an opportunity for our younger veterans. When I got off of active duty and retired, and it's like, oh, I don't need to sign up for the VA. I've got a job from I got health care through my insurance or through my employer, or I'm retired and I don't need it. But you need to get out there and get screened for these benefits because you never know when that situation may change. I know things get busy and people don't think it's critically important right now to get enrolled in the VA, but it's certainly easier to do it now when your service time has been recent. So I certainly would encourage our younger veterans to get out there and at least get the information, if not get signed up and enrolled in the VA health care if they're eligible.
Yeah, and if they're looking at are there any questions on eligibility, they can be answered. And as Clay mentioned, enrollment as well out during the PACT Act resource meeting happening at the American Legion coming up this Saturday. That's at 2921 West 12th here in Emporia. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the 2022 PACT Act, Clay, pretty impactful.
Yeah, I think so. Some of the reasons that people in the past have had trouble with VA it's a cumbersome process. They've been maybe denied because of certain reasons, and this is kind of meant to close those loopholes so that the most people possible get the coverage that they're entitled to. So it was a very significant act, and again, just the fact that it covers people from Vietnam Agent Orange exposure to Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, it's a far-sweeping bill, and I can't remember. I just talked to somebody that said, well, I was at an American Legion conference. I think they said in the first 3 months this year they've had 3,000 new applications already. So, actually, I think that's maybe 3 weeks because they just started processing these things the 1st of January. So a significant number of veterans are now getting the health care that that they deserve or at least being screened.
And that kind of leads to a point that I wanted to bring up with you, Clay, specifically. You brought it up the last time we had you on here a couple of weeks ago, making sure that veterans have the care they deserve. We're hearing that more from the VA, specifically the last 5 years, and especially now over the last year since we, you know, first off, since the Atlas Pod came to Emporia last year, but also with the partnership that we've developed, and we now have the monthly updates on VA matters that are beginning again. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like that is a much bigger emphasis point for the VA over the last, you know, 3 to 5 years than maybe it had been in years past.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of attention, you know, several years ago. Things maybe weren't so good, but they are really making a conscientious effort to improve it. This also would be a great opportunity for people to come out and check our Atlas Pod, where people can get it's through the VA also, where they can get their VA healthcare appointment in the future, just by visiting the American Legion here in Emporia and doing a video conference with their doctor. So that's another outreach that the VA has had, and they partnered with the Emporia American Legion to get implemented here in Emporia.
Do veterans for Saturday, do they need to call in advance and let you know that they're coming, especially now with the meal as part of things, or is it just simply come one, come all, and is your coverage area limited to just Emporia, Lyon County, or can veterans from neighboring counties or maybe even a larger reach come on in?
Certainly. Anybody from a larger region, even if they're just in town visiting relatives and they want to come out and see what's going on at the American Legion and learn more about the PACT Act, all veterans are welcome to come and learn more. Even if they're not maybe directly affected, they can help spread the word to other veterans. That's how, you know, veterans, taking care of veterans is a big part of the American Legion, and I'm hoping that we'll have a good turnout. No need to call in advance. We just look forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, 2921 West 12th, American Legion Post 5, the PACT Act meeting, the 2022 PACT Act meeting will be from 1 until 4, but a little social activity from 11 until 1 for veterans out at the Legion coming up on Saturday. Well, great information, Clay. We hope things go well Saturday.
That's great. Information on this and all events at the American Legion can be found on EmporiaLegion.org. We're also accepting applications. I'll talk to you more about that, but on down the road. But for the Vietnam Veteran Service Medallion provided by the state of Kansas, that information is available there and will be available Saturday also.
Thanks, Clay. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Clay. See you Saturday.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, Clay Childs, who's the commander, American Legion Post 5, the 2022 PACT Act this Saturday out at the Legion. Chuck?
Yeah, and veterans and caregivers, be sure to attend that. There's a...